If you desire to fellowship with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and you are unable to visit Bethel Deliverance International Church, please feel free to attend a special service at the Church of the Living God located at 1632 West Poplar Street on Friday, March 17th at 7 p.m. For further details, visit our website, betheldeliverance.org, and click on the Bishop's itinerary link. We're looking forward to fellowshipping with you.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Jesus said, the great commandment was to recognize the singularity of God. Sub-command of that is that you love God with your entire being. I love the mind concept. That means you think about it. There's nothing wrong with saying, Lord, why do I love you? And then start counting the reasons. Go back as far as you can. It won't take you long to start feeling something. There's folks that were in Fort Lauderdale when that young man started shooting that I'm sure today are in a church service. And it's okay that they are in church. Where else should you go when something happens but to the Lord? And so they can say, God, you kept that young man from shooting me. Every one of us in here can testify that God did something for us even before we became his child. He ought to get praise just for watching over us when we were in our ignorance. In verse 30, he presents a difficulty that you love him with your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. It's difficult, but it can be done. But in verse 31, he gives an impossibility. He says, and this is the first one that has a condition. The other two had no condition. The greatest commandment is spread out into three distinct areas. The first is that you recognize God is one and sovereign. The second is that you love him with your entire being. Again, no conditions. But the third is the impossible one, that he mixes into the concept of the greatest commandment. He says you must love your neighbor as you do yourself. The condition of loving you is connected to my ability to love me. My brothers and sisters, there are people who mistreat you, and you are angry that they mistreat you, but they're only mistreating you because they mistreat themselves. You see, if I don't love myself, I'll sell my body as a prostitute. I'll put drugs in my arm. I'll go around and I'll drink myself into an early grave because I don't love myself. But if you love yourself, you won't hurt yourself. And if you love yourself, Jesus said, you got to love everybody else. Brothers and sisters, understand what he's saying. The distinction for the believer in the world is the ability to love everybody else, which is predicated upon my ability to love me. My friend, there's no demon that's keeping you from loving me. It's the fact that you don't love yourself. If a child lives with ridicule, they learn shame. If they live with disappointment, they learn frustration. And so what you are as an adult is simply the revelation of what you were as a child. And so we run into bitter adults and hateful adults. Why? Because things were done to them as children that made them bitter and hateful. But Jesus says, you've got to love me like you love you. And based on that revelation, I no longer find myself frustrated when someone doesn't demonstrate love to me. It's not me. There's nothing I did to you to make you dislike me or not love me. The deficiency is in the lover, not the loved. And so Jesus ties these three together. And the young man now reaches into his accumulation of knowledge. He says, well, Master, you have spoken the truth. For there is one God, and there is no other but him. and to love him with all the heart and all the understanding and all the soul and with the strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Do you know what this young man just did? He validated a central truth, that the answers that you seek are in you. Your frustration comes when you don't know how to articulate them. And that's in line with the Bible. God puts in us what he requires of us. But you just need someone filled with his spirit to help extract it. This young man capsulizes what Jesus said. Now, real quick, Jesus has another interesting characteristic that he doesn't demonstrate often. He demonstrated it with the woman at the well and the man by the pool of Bethesda. He demonstrates it very seldom, and that is the releasing of what he knows is already present. He knew the woman at the well was looking to worship God. He knew that she knew that her lifestyle weakened that process. So he did not put her down. He said, go call your husband. She said, I don't have one. He said, that's correct. See, you've been searching for someone to help you, but you've been looking in all the wrong places. The man at the pool, the Bible doesn't say he was laying there for 38 years. It says he had the condition for 38 years. And Jesus says, do you want to be whole? The man says, I don't have anybody to put me in the water. Jesus says, get up. He knew that the man's persistence was an indication of his desire. My brothers and sisters, I'm closing with this and we'll pick up next week. The devil cannot destroy your desire, just your persistence. He tells you, don't go to church today. And today is the day that God's going to do it. You keep coming and say, well, what's the use in coming? Brothers and sisters, you've got to keep coming. You can't give up. Why? Because God loves you. I fashion the love of God like algebra. It seems difficult going in until you get it. Then when you get it, you have this moment where you say, this was easy. You see, because Pentecostalism has painted this picture of God that he's standing over you with a bat. He's going to beat you into the ground. Or they make it so super spiritual. They look like, you know, they're just walking around always in the spirit. Hi, how you doing? Blessed. I'm blessed. Glory, glory. No. How you doing? Fine. You say, what's wrong with saying I'm blessed? Nothing. But just say it. I'm blessed. I mean, it doesn't need all the extra bless. Now deal with that, you heathen. No, it doesn't need all that. We are blessed, positionally blessed, individually. Yes, but be normal. Someone has told you, God's got his hand on your child's life. Your child's 6 years old. God's got his hand on his life. You got him in memorizing scripture. He should be outside playing baseball, shooting tops, doing some boy stuff, getting in trouble so he can appreciate mercy. You raise them up in a theological cave, they're going to become Pharisees. But let them experience some mercy. Let them get into some trouble and watch God bail them out and watch that anointing. How does God love us when we are completely unlovable? There is nothing in me that's good. The Bible even says, there is none that seeketh after thee. Do you know that we wouldn't even seek God of our own volition, our own choice, our own will? We wouldn't even seek him. But he sought us. And Andre Crouch says, I don't know why he loved me, but I'm glad he did. Now you and I have the awesome task of loving each other. Look at the person next to you for a moment. You don't like what you see. But let me tell you why you don't like what you see. Because you don't know what you see. People do things that are infuriating. Why they gotta praise God so loud? Why they have to be so noisy? You don't know their story. You don't know where God's brought them from. You can't put them down unless you walked in their shoes. But Jesus says something. Love is so misunderstood. It is always associated with sex. In fact, even during the art of physical intimacy, most people will then recite to their spouse, "I just love you so much," while they're in the middle of that action. But love is so strong, you ought to love them when you're angry. And you ought to love them when you're arguing. Isn't it amazing that anger can produce phrases like, "I can't stand you," but you never say, "I love you," when you're angry. Isn't that amazing? Yet we serve a God who, even when he's angry with us, will say, "I love you. I love you."
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1517A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The SPA Women's Ministry of Bethel Deliverance International Church invites all women to join them for a live simulcast with Priscilla Shira and worship with Anthony Evans.
Ministry is when you are patient still, when you are grace-filled still, when you still share the love of Jesus, and when you spend time in the Word of God. The reason is so that you can get to know His stripes, because it's by those stripes that you have been healed, that you have been set free, and that you have been delivered.
You'll be inspired and challenged to step into God's plan for your life as Priscilla delivers a powerful message of encouragement and truth from the Word of God. It's all happening Saturday, April 8th, 8:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Registration is $20, which includes lunch and materials. Don't miss the chance to experience Priscilla Shira live. Go to BethelDeliverance.org to register today.